This is Kara Hart reporting from the 84th National FFA Convention, where I'm sitting with Kane Thurmond. He is now the new National FFA Southern Region Vice President. Kane, you're talking like you're going to have an overwhelming week in the upcoming week. What happens next?
Well, we'll have 4 days of training, or 5 days of training until Thursday. On Thursday, we are going to fly back home to our individual states, and I'll continue at the University of Georgia for a number of weeks, try to finish up the semester a little early, and then be back in Indianapolis for a year full of service.
How do you feel being a newly elected officer?
It is overwhelming. I never thought that I would be here, but I am truly blessed to be here, and I'm thankful for all those who have gotten me to this point, and I'm just overwhelmed and grateful.
When did you decide that taking a leadership position in the FFA organization?
I joined the National FFA organization as a ninth grade member. As a freshman in high school, I joined because my brother was a former FFA member. Him having just graduated and me coming into high school as a freshman, he was always a role model for me. And through him being a role model, I joined the National FFA organization, unaware of the life change that would take place. In 10th grade, I decided to run for secretary, the chapter secretary. It was a big leap at the time, but looking back, that was the foundation for my experience with the National FFA organization. As I've continued on this path, I became chapter president the next year and also got involved at the area and state level that year. Served as a state officer actually my senior year, which is contrary to what a lot of state officers do around the nation. Many serve after high school and some take off a year, but I was blessed to be in high school and be that young member. And I grew up very fast as a 12th grader, but was able to attend Jefferson High School at the same time as being an officer. So I didn't skip an educational opportunity while serving as an officer, and I'm thankful for that opportunity. So I served from 08 to 09, a little before my now fellow teammates on the National FFA officer team, but it makes for a great experience, and we are very diverse in other aspects.
In what aspects?
In the backgrounds that we grew up, many of us grew up in production agriculture, having our parents being involved in farming. Many of us didn't grow up on farms. Many of us come from smaller schools and graduated with a senior class of 10 people, and I graduated with, I think, the largest class of 134. I may be wrong on that, but I believe that may be the largest class. So we're so diverse, and I know that's going to make for an amazing year, not only within our officer team, but also as we talk to members and as we're given opportunities to relate to members. That's going to give us some opportunities for some member connections that we wouldn't otherwise get.
So have you set any goals for the upcoming year?
I have not set any specific goals. I have focused on getting here. My goal was obviously to serve the National FFA organization after having run. Up to this point, it's been my goal to make national office. But now that I've made national office and all along the way, the ultimate goal has been to not only make it through the process, but to serve as a National FFA officer. Some preparation. I spent a lot of time with members this summer at the chapter officers leadership training, as well as the area officer training and many other conferences that the Georgia FFA Association put on. So the ultimate goal was just to get elected, and was not just to get elected, but to prepare for the coming year. So one of my main goals is just to interact with each and every member that I see, rather than just let them pass by, because that's why I'm here, is to interact with members, to interact with agricultural education instructors, with sponsors, with parents of those who are involved in agricultural education, and I look forward to it.
Is there any specific event that you are looking most forward to other than getting to meet with all of those people and members across the United States?
The event that I'm most looking forward to is an event where I will actually be given the opportunity to interact with each and every member that is at that event. But I would have to say that what I'm looking most forward to is our state conventions. State conventions don't come up for another 6 months, but I know that training will start in a short couple of months. And I'm looking forward to state conventions for a number of reasons. Being on the state officer team, I've been given, in Georgia, I was given the opportunity to meet Morgan Parker when he came as a National FFA officer. And I can honestly say that Morgan Parker from Oregon changed my life, or from Colorado, excuse me. He was a national officer in 2008. He changed my life and my outlook on this organization, and I hope to do that for members all across this nation. And each state convention brings a new perspective. Each state convention brings a new type of people, and I'm looking for that diversity and looking for that opportunity to serve the members and serve this organization as a whole.
How did the FFA officer, the national FFA officer, change your outlook on the organization?
One of the main ways that Morgan changed my outlook, I'd seen Morgan at NLCSO, the National Leadership Conference for State Officers, during the summer. But before that, I got to meet him at State Convention. And from the first time I shook Morgan's hand and began a conversation with him, I got the sense that he generally cared about the conversation. He generally cared about who I was. And that wasn't just Morgan talking to me. That was Morgan interacting with each and every person at State Convention, regardless of age, regardless of their background. And I just hope to offer that to each and every member to let them know that national officers are, it's not a walk on a red carpet. It's a service opportunity. And I just saw that through Morgan, because he continues to live his life service-oriented, and he has been a great example for me, and I hope to continue to be a great example for not only members in my association, but this whole organization.
If there's one thought you would like to leave with the listeners out there and other FFA members in the organization, what would that be?
One of the greatest quotes that I've come across in studying for National FFA Office is the fourth line of the New Farmers of America Creed. This creed says, "I believe that the life of service is the life that counts, that happiness endures to mankind when it comes from having helped lift the burdens of others." Following that quote, I knew each and every FFA member, regardless of where they come from, regardless of their background, regardless of what it says on the back and front of their jacket, can live a life worthy of this organization and benefit others as well as themselves.
Is there anything else you'd like to share?
I'd just like to say thank you for all of those who have supported me along this journey. It's amazing to know what kind of support I'm getting from home, what kind of support I'm getting from other people I've encountered along this long road. And I'm just so thankful and so blessed to be here. So thank you to all of you.
This is Kara Hart speaking with Kane Thurman, the new National FFA Southern Region Vice President.